Hi everyone, my name is Denise Traceman, and I know through Mrs. Long that you've been making a lot of work inspired on my art. So that is amazing. I am looking forward to getting pictures and seeing what you guys made. It is my pleasure to answer some of your questions now. I will not be able to address all of them, but let's see what I can get going here. Let's see. What gave you the idea for the pool noodle through the wall in your hanging artwork? And how did I know that this would make people want to look around the corner? So I'm always looking for ways to respond to the space site specifically. And also I'm always looking for ways to find excitement in the work I make and kind of be surprised. So I don't know, the wall was just speaking to me that way, because since the artwork was gonna go to the other side, I felt like it needed something to attract the viewer, make him curious. I don't know, it just happened. Do you have a certain material that is your favorite to use? Not really, but I like obviously shiny things, flexible things, plastic, rubbery. I like inflatables. Ugh, it's hard. I like so many things. I really just accumulate materials and I don't necessarily know how and where they're gonna end up in my work. But I just tend to do that and just have them all there so that I can keep going. Where do you find the best materials for your work? So that depends on where I'm living. When I was living in New York, it was a lot of the times just walking around on the streets. Now that I'm spending some time in a smaller town, I buy a lot of things online, and I've even started accumulating my own things that I don't use anymore. So it's a little bit all over the place. How long does each work of art take you to make? Wow, that's a good question, and I really don't know how to answer that. The weaving part, depending on how long it is, could take, you know, from 2 weeks to a month and a half. But then that's just the weaving that comes out of the loom. And then when I actually create the installation on site or inside my studio, it could be a couple of hours or days to finish that. So I don't have a real answer for that, a specific one I meant to say. What kind of paint do you use in your artwork? I use anything I have at hand, spray paint, acrylics, ink, markers. What is the process you use to make your weavings? So the weavings are made in a loom. I don't know if you guys have had the chance to see that. So it's like a machine with threads, and it helps you. It lifts like half of the threads up and down, and then you're putting materials through it. I don't know if that was the question. What made you start weaving instead of painting? I don't feel like I stopped painting, but I did get more and more into weaving. And part of it was having to adapt to having two small kids, but also really getting very excited about the loom and the process of weaving itself. Because I struggled more with paint than I do with fiber. And I still feel like I'm painting inside a loom instead of on a canvas, if that makes any sense. What made you interested in using trash for your artwork? I think I got that inspiration from just my time in New York City, where everything was put on the streets. I am originally from Chile, South America, and I'm not used to that. People tend to pass along materials. It's a very different culture. And when I just encountered trash bags, objects, and everything, just walking on the street, I was like drawn to it as how it would be part of the landscape. Sometimes do you buy things for your artwork instead of finding them? Yes, a lot lately. So mostly for weaving, I do buy things, and I buy them everywhere. It could be at the supermarket, at the pharmacy. Just like, I don't buy them with a specific idea in my head. I just like, whenever I see something that could be useful, I buy it and I just bring it into my studio, and it's just there to be able to use it. Just like you would have paint as a painter, you know. I feel like these materials are my colors, my textures, my paint. Have you ever used crayons in your artwork? I have, but not so much. But I have used like crayons and water-soluble ones too in some of my drawings. What is your favorite color to use in your artwork? I like pastels and I like neon colors. So everything on pink, purple, green, yellow, but all of those colors I like more in pastel shades, actually, except for the pink neon and the lights, of course. What is the largest artwork I've ever made? I don't know, because I've made whole room installations, and I've also made public artwork, which I can't even tell you how big it was, but it was in a park, and it was very fun, interactive work made out of a lot of tires that I painted. So pretty big. So that's it about my process and my artwork, right? I'm going to go ahead and start a new recording just in case, with telling you a little bit about me as an artist.